Chef Ash Martin is cracking an egg, but it takes a bit of an effort. He's having to use a bread knife to do it. Hello, I'm Lucy Murray. Ash Martin from Homage Restaurant in southeast Queensland is one of the new generation of chefs keen to offer his diners unique Australian cuisine. For him, emu eggs are a staple on the menu when they're in season.
I think, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years, it's been a real big thing, big push in Australian restaurants, especially in the finer side of things, because Australian produce is really a reasonably untapped thing. And now, you know, with all these really good restaurants like Arana in Adelaide and Attica in Melbourne using all these native ingredients, it's made all the chefs and also the diners really, really keen on trying these new things.
Emu eggs are big and beautiful. They're emerald green in colour, about the size of your hand, and have a thick shell to protect the yolk. In the kitchen, Ash Martin uses them in a variety of ways.
Well, for us, we do a few different random things. Like we'll make an emu egg marshmallow. It's really, really cool. You need about 10 chicken eggs to one emu egg, so it's quite an easy thing. You're not standing there cracking eggs all day long. But it's also, the flavour is a lot different. Like, it's a lot richer. It's a lot more, you can taste the difference. Like, a lot of people say, you know, if you eat an emu egg and you eat a chicken egg in an omelette or in this, you can't really tell the difference. You actually can. It's a lot richer. It's a lot higher flavour profile. So it's a really cool thing to do.
But what about the yolks? What does he do with those?
They look a bit dodgy, but we cure these for 6 months. A normal chicken egg takes about a month, so it takes a little bit longer. But the product you get from it is really, really cool. And basically, we use it as a seasoning. So it's salty, rich, fatty and delicious. We shave it over one of our emu dishes, and it just brings this really nice sort of like rich, delicious flavour to the dish. And it's different. It looks funky, but it's cool. So basically, we salt, just a pure salt with, we add a few little things, native pepper and a few other little things, and just leave it, let it sit in our preserving room for 6 months. At the end, we just double check and we put it in the dehydrator for about a week just to knock off all the moisture, and it'll last forever after that. So it's really cool because emu eggs are obviously only available a certain time in a year, so we get them first thing in the season of the eggs, and then we cure them down and we've got them for the rest of the year, which is really cool.
Ash Martin gets his eggs from emu farmer Stephen Smith from nearby Marburg. He's been in the emu game for more than 20 years, mostly concentrating on producing meat and emu oil for medicinal purposes. When he decided to expand his operation to keep up with demand, he found he had an excess of smaller, infertile eggs he couldn't incubate.
We were like the pub with no beer, where the emu farm without emu oil, we had such demand for our emu oil capsules that we were running out. So we had to get a new farm. Now we've got double production. So we had 900 birds going for a breeding season. So we had thousands of eggs. So we thought, well, we don't want to waste those infertile eggs. So we decided to sell them.
And that's why I find him hard at work at a shopping centre at Runaway Bay on Queensland's Gold Coast. Stephen has been overwhelmed with demand for his product.
I was shocked. I did not believe that was going to happen when my wife said, let's sell the eggs at the shopping centres. I said, who's going to buy them? But especially here, I thought, who's going to buy them at Runaway Bay? It's more of an elderly sort of group, but they all went for it. They loved it. We sold 500 in the first week here at Runaway Bay, and we just run off our feet all day. We're here for 2 days and sold the ones that we bought with it. We had to race back up to the farm and get another heap.
And the most asked question from his customers?
Oh, an emu egg, what's it taste like? And I just said, well, don't worry about comparing it to a duck egg. You compare it to a chook egg, except that it's a free-range emu. So we feed them similar to a chook. Be a little bit different, a wild egg. A wild emu would have probably a different flavour, but the farmed emu is very much like a chook egg, a free-range chook egg.
Female emus lay just one egg every 3 days during the winter months, so the season for fresh eggs is limited. Back at the restaurant, Ash Martin is determined to make the most of the fresh supply.
So the egg to white ratio is about 50-50, so there's a lot of yolk in there, so you get a lot more bang for your buck, which is really cool. The egg yolk is, and the it obviously takes a lot longer to boil if you want to boil or whatever. But we find with we're using, like, if we make a sponge out of emu egg, you get like this real vibrant, rich orange sponge, and it's actually a lot richer flavour as well. And yeah, it's a really, it's sort of like you making a sponge with duck eggs. You do get a much different sort of flavour from it, and yeah, it's a really good product to use.
And what about the future? Does Ash Martin ever see emu eggs as a mainstream consumer product?
100%. I completely think, you know, if people can get their hands on them and they can sort of find them, they are a little bit, they're not as easy as walking into the supermarket and grabbing a 12-pack of eggs. But if people can get a hold of them, there's no reason why we won't see a lot of them. And again, it comes down to the restaurants. Once they start serving more of them, then the mainstream, the people are going to start buying more of them. So, you know, they're not expensive. They're a good product. And, you know, 10-to-1 ratio with a chicken egg, you can't go wrong.